Log Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just want to make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop. Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Hold up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Meezer Radio Show, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. The great communicator, yeah. And Bosco, Bosco with Electro Spit, yeah.
At 3:25 this afternoon, LAPD officers responded to a shooting call at a local clothing retail store here at the 3400 block of West Lawson Avenue. Upon their arrival, they noticed that three individuals had been shot and were suffering from gunshot wounds. They notified the LAFD paramedics who responded and transported two of those individuals to a local hospital. We have since learned that one of those individuals died of his injuries and the other one is in receiving medical treatment. Currently, our South Bureau Homicide Division is handling this as a homicide investigation. We do understand that we have one male black suspect, no further description at this time. That suspect is not in custody, and currently we're going to start canvassing the area, talk to any witnesses, and also we're going to canvass all the local area for any video.
And there you have it, and there you have it, a somber day, you know what I'm saying? April 2nd, 2019, and, you know, usually, you know, I try to mix it up. I try to have some politics. I have some different stuff to talk about, which I do, and I am, but I'm still feeling emotional. I'm still feeling caught up. I'm still looking for words. I'm still, you know, searching for answers. We're talking about basically the assassination of Nipsey Hussle. You know, all the conspiracy theories that was popping around the last couple of days, you know, it was this, it was that, the government, and at the end of the day, you know, a man was killed, a 33-year-old man was killed in front of his establishment that, like he said, he hustled at, he motivated people at, he gave people a chance at, you know, he inspired people, he inspired me, you know, there's some people chiming in that's going to be listening that he inspired. And at 33 years old, this man's life was taken by, you know, I don't even want to say his friend because I can't see Nipsey associating with somebody like this dude. But, you know, when you're in a gang, there's all kind of deplorables that you're forced to be around. But on that particular day, he made a decision that he didn't want to be around that dude. You know what I'm saying? He didn't like his aura. He didn't like it. And, you know, like, I've been chopping it up with a whole bunch of people, man, and basically, you know, the same thing happened, man. People, guards get left down, or, you know, the people that's supposed to be watching their back, you know, they guards get let down, and we have another tragedy. We have another black man, you know, gone. You know, another motivator, another innovator gone. You know what I'm saying? So this show is dedicated to Nipsey Hussle. We also got the homie Stevie Stone. And the reason why I didn't cancel Stevie Stone and just dedicated the whole show to Nip is that Nip, like I was telling people, is that Nip will want us to keep moving and keep going, man. He will want us to keep, you know what I'm saying, searching for the top of the mountain. He was searching for the top of the mountain. You know what I'm saying? The album Victory Lap was Nipsey Hussle's life after death, that, like, when Biggie came, before Biggie passed. It's like he was about to, he was nominated for a Grammy. He was on his way. He worked hard, you know, to get to a certain point. And when he got there, he won't be able to fully enjoy the fruits of his labor. So with that being said, we're going to go through the show. I got a bunch of Nipsey music from Victory Lap, man. We're going to let everybody come on and say their speech and talk about it. And we're going to do it like that. So we coming right back, man. Y'all hold on, and we're going to get it cracking, man. Victory Lap, Nipsey Hussle, Stevie Stone.
I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a switch in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was a cold killing. You gotta keep the devil in his hole. But you know how it goes. I'm front line every time it's on. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruising, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all fluent. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse it. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers choose to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb protection. Justice, evidence of a divine presence. Blessing, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretched me, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nips, straighten out my jewelry on my dresser. Well known, pick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, playing chess, not checkers. 38 special for you clever. See, bro, you ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Smoke, I wanna hear your CD phone. I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you wasting air. So y'all scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I've been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. Checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Other 50 on my neck, it's my reckless habit. Ain't no 50 on my rap, disrespect the savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.
I call my thing the marathon because I'm not going to lie and portray this ultimate poise like I've been had it figured out. Nah, I just didn't quit. That's the only distinguishing quality from me and probably whoever else going through this or went through this or is going to go through this is that I ain't quit. I went through every emotion. I went through every emotion with trying to pursue what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And I think that what's going to separate whoever's going to try to go for something is that you ain't going to quit. Unless, you know, you're going to really take the stance if I'm going to die behind what I'm getting at right now.
Chris, you can see still at this late hour, more than 6 hours, actually 7 hours, since this was first reported here. Hundreds of people continue to stream in, and now fans who want to come in and pay their respects and show some grief have been allowed to actually come right up to the site where Nipsey Hussle's life was cut short earlier today. So a lot of people still out here seeing people lighting candles, people are taking selfies here at the scene. And it looks like eastbound Slauson Avenue has been reopened here. It's been shut down since the 3 o'clock hour, but westbound remains shut down.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rap last time that I checked. I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked. I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked. First you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked. I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Playing no games with you. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you. I laid down the game for you. Taught you how to charge more than what they paid for you. On the whole thing for you. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you. Gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood up out your mouth, you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a f- Nobody tripping, had no business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to flash. Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked, I'm fly. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time. Check. And take my tribe, every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or it's scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every in these streets, trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young, then the set just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, how you end up in charge, that's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, that's how you start off a curse, serve, end up a boss, that's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Cause the mission was last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked,
I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. This, that, I did. Made it out the gutter. Nip told you the middle man. I told you for wearing they clothes, I wear my own. Y'all get on y'all label, I own my own. Hey, yeah, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't fuck around and get played by the label owners. Talk that shit to these Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let that game boost. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from
us. Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked.
My career started right here. This community put me on.
Yes, sir.
Nipsey started in this parking lot on the corner of Slauson and Crenshaw. He used to sell his unsigned mixtapes out of the trunk of his car. Now,
you actually own half of this lot.
Yeah, me and my family, Black Sam, Adam, my pops, you know, the whole team.
He also owns Marathon Clothing Store, which not only sells his label, but lets his visitors use an app to enhance their shopping experience.
We're playing a long game. We don't want the money to stop when we go. When we can't work no more, we want it to outlive us. We want it to be generational. You know?
And next door, a basic needs shop. They sell everything from prepaid cell phones to fragrances. And at both stores, Nipsey hired local artists.
I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers are throwaway.
hustle the over way. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Crossing that soldier race. Don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in the fuel. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Got my name all in the news. Trippin' on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this fresh out the county with nothing.
Don't
to
lose for nothing. No. On account of you. Well, I don't do it for nothing. No, no, no. Not at all. You. My money ring, money ring. Not you do.
You never rest. Passing through stages in life, through the ups and the downs, like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a fucking ref. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains need another test. Playing no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that surfer you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress, even though niggas ain't sure we was a mess. Honest intent playing to the left. Judge a young by their dress. Left is no answer, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the bang is set. Living basic, I'm taking risks. What they said, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard, you can pay them. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them surround you, stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my dome. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything, but they stole. Straight off the curb, real that you nerds address the woman, make it start.
Don't do this for nothing. No. When I count on you, well, I don't do this for nothing. No, no, no. Not at all. You. My money ring, money ring. That you do.
And there you have it. At the end of the day, man, this is how I feel, man. All it's just like the song. All Nipsey wanted to do with hustle was hustle and motivate, man. It's a whole bunch of people out there that's listening. You know what I'm saying? That he motivated. He motivated me for sure last summer. Or you know, when the album came out. Anybody who was at KDM know they heard me playing on the bump box. Victory lap, man. That thing motivated me. I got the homie Danny. He calling in. He had a relationship with the homie Nip. Danny, you there?
Yeah, man, I'm right here.
What's up, bro, man? Just tapping in. Tell the people how you met Nip, or you know what I'm saying, your affiliation with Nip, and you know what I'm saying, how you feel about the whole situation. Just a quick little update. The shitty cuz or whatever his name is, the dude, the culprit, you know, the quote unquote culprit, man. He's been captured. You told me, you actually, when I talked to you yesterday, you had already told me before the news had already came out. Talk to us and let us know your affiliation.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on the show. And, you know, first of all, our respects to the loved ones of Nipsey, his wife and his kids, of course, and everybody in the music world and everybody who enjoyed his music. You know, we're all devastated, of course. My affiliation with Nipsey was, you know, through concert promotions and getting him on tour. And we're talking years ago before Nipsey was mainstream and before he made it to where he's at and where he was right now. You know, he went on tour with our good friends, the Dead Rabbits, out of Washington State, up in the Pacific Northwest. He went on tour with them. They carried him through his TMZ Day promotion of his album. And so we had a relationship with him from back then, off and on over the last few years. We had small communication, but he was a good friend of ours. He went through a lot of stuff with the Dead Rabbits out of Washington State. And so, you know, the footage we have and the contacts that we had, I was able to, as you said, I spoke to you yesterday morning, and I kind of filled you in a little bit of the information I gave you. And, you know, as we spoke, you know, the information was pretty much accurate. It was, you know, somebody that he knew and somebody that they had a falling out with, from what we understand. And just it's cooperating with what law enforcement themselves are now saying. You know, it's a super sad situation how these things happen to such a good person who's trying to change the community that he came from. So, with that being said, you know, I speak, I think, for about everybody who's listening to this podcast, and we're all in shock, you know. We're from the Pacific Northwest up here in Washington State. Of course, we know you, Omizi, and the 40 for all the performances and all the stuff that you guys do over here and the positive stuff that happens with these shows when there's positive activity. So, you know, we got people in Seattle. We got Papa Black Da Vinci, you know, an outstanding artist and professional. We got these groups out here that are doing just everything and anything to have this stuff be in peace, you know. So it's definitely a devastating situation to have somebody that was around Nipsey and knew Nipsey to, you know, at the end of the day, I believe it's jealousy. And, you know, sometimes people act out of jealousy, and it's a horrible thing that this man had to die over jealousy and greed and whatever the news media that is relevant can really say about this incident. So, you know, I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's, you know, it's just, I'm just shocked, just as anybody else.
I mean, I think what's crazy is the day before, I think it was like either the birthday or the death of Selena, you know what I'm saying? And she was pretty much yanked out the games, you know, pretty much the same way, you know what I mean? Like, you know, basically somebody loopy, you know, it takes somebody seriously out their mind, you know what I'm saying, to do exactly what these people do to legendary people, you know what I'm saying? And even if you look at the footage and you've seen the way he kicked bruh in the head, man, it's like he had no, he definitely need to get the death penalty or something. Or something gonna happen when he get locked up. But something's, you know, I don't wish nothing on nobody to do. But the way he did that, man, that was demonic, you know. And I know that they said that he got caught checking himself into a mental facility or something like that, you know. So maybe that, we already know that's gonna be his defense. So it might be some other justice jumping off, man. I appreciate you calling in. Like I said yesterday when I talked to you, you know, with all these conspiracy theories and all that, you know, hovering and going around, you was like, nope, this is what happened, boo, 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 I already got the information. And it was 100% fact, man. So I appreciate you you putting me up,
you know,
on
one
game.
More thing.
And go ahead.
One more thing, I just didn't want to interrupt you, but as a matter of fact, the information I received as of the last hour and a half for calling the contact that I know in Crenshaw and down there in that area, I believe there's already been some gang violence, and two cousins of the alleged shooter have been killed as of today. I mean, I don't know if it's on the news media yet, but from what I'm hearing and understanding, there's already been additional violence because of this. And it's a sad situation because apparently, you know, Nipsey was about to meet with law enforcement yesterday to try to work out a peace plan for his city. And then it's a horrible thing that now we're witnessing this devastation in an area where one person was trying to create a win atmosphere for all his people around him. A rapper, an MC that did not leave his area after having all these millions of dollars that were going to start coming into his organization. And I believe that's a travesty. And like I said, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. And let's keep up the good work. And let's pray for everybody to settle down and come to peace with everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think another thing that we need to take from the situation, too, is that, you know, we got to pick up the mantle where Nipsey, you know, pick up where Nipsey left off, you know what I'm saying? We can't allow his light to be dimmed and allow the mission to falter, you know what I'm saying? We got to pick up the banner. You know, that's why we got to continue to champion independent artists like Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? And basically keep his legacy, you know, keep his legacy going, man. He liked it, and you know, I'm a fan of Tupac, man, and straight up, he like a Tupac for us, bro, and sometimes it takes somebody to be the sacrificial lamb, you know, to open up people's eyes. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that long. We got T.I. sitting up here talking about how we shouldn't be supporting Gucci and how we should be unified, and then it take the murder of somebody like Nip to make people think about it even more. You know, you could take all that despair and take all that pain and anguish and turn that into something positive, or you let it eat you up. You know, we're gonna do the latter. I got a couple more people that wanna say something. I got the homie Chris. Chris, what's up? What's up, brother? How you doing, man, on this day?
Hey man, I'm driving home. As you were playing those clips, man, with the media and stuff, man, I was getting real sad, bro. It made it a lot more sad than I already was. But I want to say, like, I see Nick as like a warrior king type of dude, kind of like, you know, like the Godfather Water. But the thing is, I kind of think in his position, maybe he should have, you know, and it's hard to say because he prided himself by staying in the hood, but at that level that he's at, he has so many people that he's helping. I'm kind of like thinking, you know, should he have been out in the public so much like that? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, it is his establishment. Yeah, he should be more on point. But sometimes some things are just flukes, bro. You know, some things are just flukes, bro. Like, you get into it with somebody, you know what I mean, they speed off or whatever, they leave off hot, you know what I'm saying? You laugh it off, you know what I'm saying? But you don't, in your mind, you don't be like, you know, it's just like Pac said, he never thought, you know, his own people would shoot him. And that was proven wrong. So in his mind, he probably thought that nobody on Crenshaw or in that area would do such a thing. You know what I mean? And you know, he was sadly mistaken. And you know, like I said, it takes a demonic individual to do such a thing, but they exist. They exist, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, all we could do is continue the mission, continue, you know what I'm saying, doing what we do, and pray for him and his family, pray for, you know what I'm saying, his fiance, man, who you know, you could, she probably going through it right now. You know what I'm saying?
I can't imagine, bro. You know, after just moving to my brother recently, man, I mean, this is tough. This is tough.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all good.
But
all right, fact,
bro,
I got one more cup.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy the show.
Okay, no problem. I got another song I want to play, man, before we bring in the homie, so. This is Blue Faces, man. I'm talking about Nipsey Hussle.
Oh, baby, it's been so long. Oh, baby, it's been so long. Everywhere I go, flex, valet park on some loafs. Whole lot of smoke in that Rari, that thing post. Burning rubber, wearing cameras, they was undercovers. Under pressure, made statements, turned on their brothers. Never judge you, but the streets will never love you. I wonder what it comes to in your brain for you to run to. Once the haters, handcuff us and mace. Call us dumb, cause our culture is contagious. Third generation, South Central. I live long enough to see it change. Think it's time we make arrangements. Finally legalize that mace. Find me out in different places. In the spoke by the door, this the infiltration. Double back dressed in blue lace.
RIP Nipsey Hussle, man. Without further ado, I got the homeboy, you know what I'm talking about, my partner, my strange music comrade, you know what I'm saying? I've been on many tours with this dude, man. We done, you know what I'm saying? We done seen a lot of this country, man, you know what I'm talking about? And continue to get out there and pound the pavement, man. Make some noise for the homeboy, Stevie Stone.
What's good, family? Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, come on, man. We clapping it up for the homie Nipsey Hussle. We clapping it up for all independent artists, man. All independent artists out there. You know what I'm saying? On their grit, on their grind, on their independent grind, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, trying to come from, you know what I'm saying, from nothing to something. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm glad you're on this show, brother. How you doing, family?
Man, I'm good. Good to be on here, man.
Man, come on, man. Tell me, how did you react when you found out about the homie Nip?
Oh, man. It fucked me up, man. You know what I'm saying? Still lost for words. Still real lost for words. You know what I mean? Like, lost for words, man.
You know, I mean, you know, we be on tours, we be out here in the traffic, man. We always, you know, we always taking chances, you know what I'm saying? We always looking over our shoulder, making sure we always having each other back. You know, in this day and age, man, it's just like we can't let what happened to Nip dissuade us. We gotta use it as motivation and go even harder. And you wanted an artist that, you know, that leave it on the stage, man. You like I said, you own Strange Music, one of the, you know, biggest independent artists, I mean biggest independent labels in the world. And that's the mantra, independence and doing for self. Tell the people how long you've been in the game, where you from, and you know what I'm saying, what you got going.
Definitely. You know, so I'm by the way of Missouri, born in Columbia, Missouri, St. Louis, Kansas City area, so right there in the middle. I've been in the game for a minute. My first record deal, I signed with Ruthless Records in 2007, that was my first deal with Ruthless Records. Tamika signed me. I was there till like 2010 and 2011, signed with Strange. You know what I'm saying? Been going ever since.
And how did that happen? How did you go from Ruthless to Strange?
Well, I've been doing Texas like I was in high school, you know what I'm saying? And we did like the same show that him, Tech and Travis formed Strange Music. Like the day that they did it, I was like on high school on the stage rocking with all my homies. And so that's the first time I met Tech right then and there. And just kept at it, you know what I'm saying? And when they was doing shows in the town, so they go back through, they would always put me on the shows. And then it started going to St. Louis. I mean, I moved to St. Louis and got a production deal up there and everything. So every time they was coming through Columbia and St. Louis, I was always getting on the shows. And so we had a relationship way before. This is like in 2000 when we met, the same year that, you know what I'm saying, they formed. So we had 10 years of, you know what I'm saying, history and family and friendship. You dig what I'm saying? And then when I was at my situation, it just felt right to go there. You dig what I'm saying?
Now you play instruments. You know what I'm saying? We never really got a chance to play no hoop. You know what I'm saying? But we did shoot around.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Because I know you got
a good lefty. You got that good lefty. Yeah. Yes, sir.
So you just dropped a project recently. You just dropped a couple of singles. And you're working, and you got a tour jumping off. Let the people, the up and coming artists, know about the struggle of coming up. You know, we don't want to, you know, it's the glitch and the glamour that everybody see. But let's talk about the struggle of being an independent. Even though you signed as Strays, you're still an independent artist. Let's talk about the struggle of coming up in the game.
Yeah, man. It's like I'm a firm believer. And, you know, say witness myself, you're going to get out what you put in. You dig what I'm saying? Key of it is to never get discouraged. You're going to hit bumps. You're going to fall. You're going to figure out. And that's the best experience in this game. That's the best experience, is the best teacher in this game. You dig what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? By getting lost in your music, focused and going, you're going to learn. You're going to make some mistakes, but you keep going. You know what I'm saying? I made a lot of mistakes, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't never stop. It just kept going. I understood, okay, when I come to this part, I can't make that turn. I got to, you know what I'm saying, do this way. You know what I mean? So it's like,
right.
It's like it ain't easy, you know what I'm saying? But if you focus and you have a good team around you, it's possible. But, you know what I'm saying, you got to stay at it, you know what I'm saying? And it's like anything worth having something is going to be hard. You dig what I'm saying? Nothing comes easy.
Right.
But you got to go, you know what I'm saying? Stay focused and go hard, you know what I'm saying? Get out there and take over your region. Get out there, do shows, politics. You know what I'm saying? It's a contact sport, so you got to get out there and move and shake around, you know what I'm saying? Let your talent speak for it, you know what I'm saying? And let your presence be known, you know what I mean? So
absolutely. And with that being said, And with that being said, we're gonna go into this first record, Run It, which is one of my favorites, because it's on that same page, bro. It's just you know a lot of your music is motivational, just like Nip's was. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you leave, like I said, when y'all up on stage, you know, it's like me and 40, man, you leave it all out there. You know what I'm saying? You give the people what they want. You have that passion. And let's talk about this record, Run It. Was that on Malta Ben?
Yeah, that was on Malta Ben. That was the first single produced by Seven Summers. That's the in-house producer at Strain. Yeah, that was the first single off of Malta Ben, Run It.
All right, let's get off into it. It's Run It, Stevie Stone.
Yep. Stevie Stone. Hey, Seven, you brought the pots and the pans out on this one.
Yeah.
Off the bed. Yeah. Run that knock on it. Stone it. Run it. Here go a whole lot of liquor. Run it. Home and whip it. Get money. Home.
Strange Noise Tour jumping off, right?
Yes, sir. Me and Mad Child.
How many?
About to be good. You said what?
I see. Was that about 50 shows?
it's somewhere up. I think it's supposed to be like 40-something. You know what I'm saying? We touch a little bit of Canada, a little bit of U.S. And, yeah, man, just trying to get to it.
Talk to the people about going on tour and preparing for tour. As an independent artist, you've experienced sprinters, you've experienced big tour buses, you've experienced vans. Talk to the people about the hard work it takes to actually pull off a tour, an independent tour.
It takes a team, you know what I'm saying? It's something to do it, and to do it successfully, it definitely takes a team of people, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to do. And like, that's one of the things where, you know what I'm saying, I made some mistakes that I didn't learn is by going out here and touring, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of variables, you know what I'm saying, from whether it's a van or a tour bus, you know what I'm saying? There's two different things. Van, you know, you got unforeseen expenses always, you know what I'm saying? So it takes a good team and knowledgeable crew out there to put yourself in the right position, you know what I'm saying, out there. But I've definitely done it all from vans to sprinters to even buses, you know what I'm saying? And one of the key things is that I learned, one of the key things I learned is you wait for that tour bus till it's already right. You dig what I'm saying? You got to wait for that tour bus till you really bringing it in there, because that right there, you know what I'm saying? Say you going out and you making a little bit of change on there, that tour bus will eat it up. You know what I'm saying? You got gas, $600 every 2 days. You got the driver fee. You got generator charges. You got pole charges. And when you go into different cities and stuff, you got to do the pole. And if you got the bus and it's carrying a trailer, you already know they go by the wheels. You know what I'm saying? And so it can get expensive. You know what I'm saying? So I would say, as an upcoming, find you a van. First thing that I did when I was with Ruthless, I had a Cadillac. I sold my Cadillac, bought a van, got a wrap, started hitting the road. You know what I'm saying? And I started this right here in the Midwest. I just kept on building, you know what I'm saying, building relationships, getting out there and having that van out there, that walking billboard everywhere I go. You dig what I'm saying? So I would encourage that. If you're serious about it, hit this road, touch the people.
So Stevie Stone is coming to a city near you with the homies One Ton and Phil Morrow. Phil Morrow?
Monroe.
I'm looking at that.
Manchild, yeah.
Monroe. Yeah, man, child. So, hey, Godspeed out there on that road. You and the homie Frizz, all the homies, man. You know what I'm talking about? It's going down. You know, I'm gonna catch you when you come this way. That's for sure. That's for certain. Tell the people how they can get in contact with you on social media and your next project that you got coming out.
That's most definitely. You get at me on Instagram, Stevie Stone, Facebook, Stevie Stone, Twitter, Stevie Stone on 09. Pretty much at Stevie Stone. You can find me on all the social medias. And what was the last question you said?
And your next project that you got coming out?
Set in Stone. Right now we released one EP so far, Set in Stone 1. I got Set in Stone 2, 3, and 4 with the whole album coming out. So Set in Stone is what I'm on right now. That's the new album. We got some new singles about to be dropping. And like you said, we coming to a city near you to push it, you know what I'm saying? So
representing that strange music. What's it like being on Strange? And,
we work hard, you know what I'm saying? Staying active, stay in the studio, stay perfecting the craft, and staying on the road, you know what I'm saying? It's a non-stop hustle. It's a non-stop grind, you dig what I'm saying? So I'm blessed for that, you know what I mean?
And this next single, Zoning, is that the one of the singles that you just dropped, right?
Yeah, this is actually the first single that dropped on the first installment of Set in Stone, the first EP, produced by County Boy Frizz, my boy, my brother, and Duke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. The homies produced this one.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you. We're going to get into this zoning. If y'all haven't seen the homie Stevie Stone on tour, man, on the road, man, you ain't seen his live show, man. It's full of energy, man. It's motivational, man. You know what I'm saying? You know this dude, you know what I mean? He ain't had nothing given to him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this show is dedicated to Nip, and you just the right person to have on a show like this, man. Somebody, you know what I'm saying, who's gritting and grinding for his Just Us due. And I see success, you know what I'm saying, in your future, bro. And just like you said,
right,
never give up, never quit, never surrender. Keep pushing, get out there, learn from, you know, learn from the experiences of the past and make it better and better, bro. Because, you know, I'm cheering for you. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for everybody at Strange. I got super love for everybody out there. I had the biggest experiences of my life, you know what I'm saying, on an independent grind tour, you know what I'm saying, me and 40 and much success to you and keep it pushing, bro. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, family. Most definitely. Likewise.
Let's get off into this zone. Let's get off into this zone and make Stevie Stone. Hit me what? You didn't even say it.
Hit me high.
Hit me high.
Hit me high.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
One of elites, noted, 24 karat, noted, boy done got a visa, been a poet, pin upon it, in the back blazing, shoulder back pacing, got me levitating, highly medicated, hit that Sammy Davis, highly favored, to the maiden, how to comb the pavement, smoking on your favorite, just that candy painted, check your body language, yeah. About a couple beers, two though. Me and County Boy, we the duo. Pockets on Rambo Sumo.
What?
Pockets on Rambo Sumo. Yeah. Well, come hit it with the bass drum. Put the lights on like Akon. Stepping in the kitchen with an apron. Gotta learn. Hold up. All my life been a hater. 10 toes down on the law. Came in the game with the cadence. Ain't nobody tell me when to go. Fourth quarter feeling like Kobe. Hot down, still can't hold me. Know a couple dead old me. Watch me while I'm zoning. We don't play. We don't break. We don't fake, we don't ball, parlay, what I make, I don't bid, hit my law. I be zoning, yes I'm owning, yes I'm owning. Getting paid, how to stay, pay, made, I'm a dog, beat the cake, hit a mate, let them hate, put them out. I be zoning, call me stoning, yes I'm owning, yeah. These gon' act up and then these dogs gon' rage.
Shut up.
These dogs ain't leashed up and they beat up, so I'm break. I don't wanna talk, hummus, tryna stack a dollar. I don't bother, put that sauce, hold on, do it. I'ma come to the table with screws loose. I'm giving you up with a lose to. For all you niggas that really doubt me, I'm meeting to stick with the cool crew. I'm giving you the blues crew. I'm smoking a tropical lover. My mama be dripping the pub. I told you what dipped it in butter. Hold up, all my life been a hater. You ain't never seen this before. Came in the gun blazing. You shit to the head of a thug. Boys in the hood with an OD. Like a down with a 4P. Big butts keep it stony. Watch me while I'm zoning. We don't play. We don't break. We don't fake. We don't ball. Parlay. What I make. I don't bid. It's my law. I be zoning. Yes, I'm owning. Yes, I'm owning. Getting paid. How to stay. Pay. Made. I'm a dog. Beat the cake. Hit a mate. Let them hate. Put them out. I be zoning. Call me stoning. Yes, I'm owning.
Man, I hope y'all enjoyed the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Hope I did right by Nip. You know what I'm talking about? Let me bring in my partner, 95, you got 95, you got
what's
something to say,
man,
to close out the show? You want to say something about the homie Nip, man, before we bounce out?
Man, Nip was like Pac, bro, like you're saying, man. He's got a lot of inspiration for a lot of people. And, you know, like Dave E said, I was a kid. I was just a little baby, bro, when Biggie and Pac died, you know what I'm saying? But this, I can only imagine, bro, this is the same relation, man, of the same effect on the people. And, you know what I'm saying? We got to cherish life, bro, because you don't know when it's your last night. So hug your family tight, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep it going.
I couldn't say it any better, brother. You know what I'm talking about? At the end of the day, everybody that's listening, everybody tuned in, Nip would want us all to keep going, keep pushing, hustle, and motivate. You know what I'm saying? Never quit, man. If you got a dreams and aspirations of being great, you know what I'm saying? Don't ever think that you can't be great, bro. Don't ever let a hater tell you can't accomplish greatness, because Nipsey did it. Peace.